Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Pamela Aldridge. It's now time for Simply the Truth, brought to you by In His Hands Global Ministries. We invite you to join us now as we go before the Lord in His biblical teachings with me. Thank you for joining me this week for our message entitled, On Purpose. And our text is taken from Genesis 37, verses 5 through 11, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version, the ESV. And it reads, Now Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more. He said to them, Hear this dream that I have dreamed. Behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright. And behold, your sheaves gathered around it and bowed down to my sheaf. His brother said to him, Are you indeed to reign over us, or are you indeed to rule over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed another dream and told it to his brothers and said, Behold, I have dreamed another dream. Behold, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me. But when he told it to his father and to his brothers, his father rebuked him and said to him, What is this that you have dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come to bow ourselves to the ground before you? And his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the saying in his mind. Friends, I remember when I was young, some of the boys, they would pull our little pigtails and they would run and I would run to my mom crying and say, Hey, he pulled my hair, Mom. And Mom would say, I'm sure he didn't really mean to do it. And I would rebut and say, Yes, he did. He did it on purpose. And it didn't make sense to me then, but I later came to understand that if a boy pulled your hair, it really meant that he just liked you. Now, while the boy's strategy wasn't really the best in getting the attention of the girl he liked, but the boys had a plan of doing something to get that girl's attention. Friends, they were on purpose. And so I'd like to talk to you today about doing things on purpose. To do something on purpose is to be intentional. It's to be deliberate. It is to plan it out, to strategize, to premeditate. It's not an accident. It's not a mistake. Many of us just go through life waiting for life to happen, accepting whatever hand that's dealt to us. If it falls into our lap, then we go with it. Instead of planning, instead of being on purpose and doing things on purpose, we get stuck in a place of mundane, a place of dull or ordinary, a place of lack or poverty, a place of waiting for the best to come. Friends, Joseph was his dad's favorite. The Bible says that he was the youngest and he was the child of his dad's old age. And because of this, because of the favoritism that his father bestowed upon Joseph, his brothers became extremely jealous of him. His brothers despised him so much that they sold him into slavery. And they went home and told their dad that he had been killed by a wild beast. Now, Joseph, even though he ended up in Egypt, he still excelled in everything that he touched. He gained so much favor, he ended up becoming a slave to a slave owner named Potiphar. Potiphar recognized that there was something great about this young man. There was something unique about him. Everything that he touched seemed to prosper. So he placed him over all of his estate. And I must say that obviously this Joseph must have been some kind of handsome because he caught the eye of Potiphar's wife. She wanted him. She tried in everything to get Joseph to be with her. But Joseph refused, knowing that this would greatly displease his God and even his master. Friends, there's something about being on purpose. Joseph, even though he was out of the area where he came to know his God, even his customary place of worshiping and praising and talking to his God. You know, a lot of people, they get into a relationship with God in the church. And once they leave the church, there's no relationship. So therefore, they just act any kind of way. But Joseph maintained his integrity. He maintained his relationship with the Lord. Because Joseph refused to give in to Potiphar's wife, she, just like some of these sisters today, got mad and she set him up. And off to prison he went. I need somebody to get this. Everybody in prison's not necessarily there because they did something wrong. And not only that, he was able to use his gifts of interpreting dreams. And he made a reputation for himself as being accurate. Joseph found himself in pits. He found himself in prisons, and now it was time for the dream to begin, the dream that he had held on to for all these years to finally manifest. The Pharaoh had a disturbing dream. Pharaoh had dreamed that there were 7 fat cows, and then there were 7 very, very thin cows, and the thin cows ate up the fat cows, but the thin cows didn't get any fatter. And he had another similar dream in the same way. And Pharaoh could get no one to interpret the dream. And the king's cupbearer, who was once in prison alongside of Joseph, remembered Joseph, who had interpreted a dream for him. And that dream had come to pass. So after seeking out all of the wizards of the land, Joseph was finally brought out of prison to tell Pharaoh what was the meaning of his dream. And Joseph told him. Joseph interpreted his dream as this. The 7 fat cows were 7 years of prosperity in the land, 7 years of plenty in the land. And the 7 lean cows, the 7 thin cows, represented 7 years of famine in the land that would occur after the 7 years of plenty. And not only did Joseph interpret the dream, but he also offered a solution to the dream. How many of you have a 14-year plan? Or for that matter, even a 7-year plan? Or for that matter, even a 1-year plan? If you know that God has led you to go back to school, then you know that you have at least 4 years. So what's your plan? What will you do immediately after college? What career will you pursue? What's pulling at your heartstrings? Don't go through life without a plan or a dream. For our young people, I've got to ask you, what are your plans? Will you let life go by itself, or will you make some decisions about how you will conduct yourself in it? You must make some decisions. What are your plans? Will you be an overcomer, or will you be overcame? Will you be a conqueror, or will you be conquered? Will you be victorious, or be defeated? Will you be fearful, fearless, faithful, or faithless? I need somebody to get this today. Get on purpose. Friends, you can make a plan today on what your future will look like. Joseph told Pharaoh to plan for the lean years, plan for the time when things won't be as good as they are today. In life, there will always be difficult times. It's just life. It's how it goes. But the story teaches us to prepare to store up for a rainy day. Well, you say the Bible is clear that we shouldn't spend all of our time being concerned about storing up stuff in our barns here on earth just to be able to say that we have it. But at the same time, we are to be consciously planning for a life that reflects a giving and a loving God. If we, my friends, are to plan a life that will bring honor to God in everything we do, if our God is a giving God, then we too are to be giving. It is our responsibility to build a life that is rich in heavenly jewels. What God desires is for us to build up our faith by reading and meditating on the Word of God, to store up the Word of God in our hearts that we won't sin against Him, to build a reservoir of testimonies that reflect our God's faithfulness. Testimonies that will strengthen us in adverse and difficult seasons or storms of our life. God wants us to be built up with joy in our hearts, learning how to be content right where we are, not faking it until we make it, but truly being content with knowing that Jesus really loves us, being content with knowing that I'm saved, knowing that nothing and nobody can change that. When he saved me, and that settles it. Even if I make a mistake again, I'm still saved. I belong to Jesus forever. Friends, there will come a time when you won't have time to sit down with the Word and see what it is that God would have to say to you. But you will need that Word already stored up in your heart, that the Lord will be able to instantly speak to you in a moment's notice. It's time, my friends, it's time to build a relationship with the Lord through the Word of God so that you can hear His voice now to prepare you for battle. Because as sure as my name is Pastor Aldridge, we will all face challenges, some big and some small. Friends, one thing is for sure, you will never catch God off guard. And He doesn't want us to be caught off guard either. God is always on purpose and has planned your life and future out from the beginning. The Bible says, I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, plans to bring you to an expected end. He has an expected end, my friends, for you. If you get still and listen with your whole heart, God will share His plans with you. You may not get a full, complete, and whole picture. You may just get a snippet, just like Joseph, a picture of some sheaves eating other sheaves. Spend time, my friends, with God and ask Him what the meaning is. Lock it in your heart. Be like Mary. She hid the words of God in her heart about her baby Jesus being the Messiah. Take hold of God's plan for your life, and you, my friends, will get there. Allow His plan to encourage you through the difficult times, through the pits, the prison, right to the palace. And friends, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose. Friends, God has a purpose for your life. Get on purpose. Be on purpose. Do everything on purpose. Start this year either renewing your focus on God's plan for your life or begin to seek Him for His plan for your life. Don't stop asking, seeking, or knocking. The Bible says, ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. And when you hear His plans, don't doubt God. If it sounds bigger than you, if it sounds undoable or unthinkable, it's God. And it is surely something that you cannot do or accomplish without Him. When you get just a glimpse of the plan, hold on to it for dear life. Don't let it go. Don't let it out of your mind or heart. It may take a while, like Joseph. It took quite a few years before he saw the plan of God come to fruition. But he did see. After Pharaoh heard Joseph's interpretation and his solution, he appointed Joseph the governor of Egypt. And when the appointed time arrived for his dream to manifest, his father and his brothers, they all bowed to Joseph. Friends, have patience. Allow God to work in and through you. Our life is not like the lottery, instant fame, instant success, instant gratification. The Bible says the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. I need you to get this today. Stick to the plan. Get on purpose and stay on purpose. Friends, the whole purpose for Joseph's life was to save his family. God brought him through his whole life to build him up to become a vessel that God could use to bring deliverance and help for the whole family of Israel. The plan that God has for you is for the same purpose, to help others, to bring deliverance to those who would otherwise starve or have a more difficult life without you. If God put the plan in your heart, then nurture it. Hold on to it for dear life. It's His plan for you. Don't doubt it. Don't you dare give up on it. God has called you to a great, supernatural, and miracle-filled life. So to the boys, old and young, you don't have to pull the girls' hairs to get their attention. If you're on purpose, fulfilling God's plan, she will notice you, how bright you are, how intelligent you are, and how focused you are. Now, you may have to shake off some Potiphar wife type of scrubs along the way, but God's blessings will be with you your entire life. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. Get there, my friends, and stay on purpose.
You have been listening to Simply the Truth broadcast with Pastor Pamela Aldridge, brought to you by In His Hands Global Ministries. For more information, prayer, or comments, please call us at 312-893-7532. That's 312-893-7532. Or visit us online, simplythetruthbroadcast.com or ihhgm.org. We hope that you have been blessed by today's broadcast. We invite you to join us again next week, Wednesdays at 7:45 a.m. for the Simply the Truth broadcast on the Big Gospel Express, WBGX, AM 1570.